Blog Talk Radio.
Are we on the air?
Yes, you are.
Here we go.
So damn
Brasher, are you here?
What's up, everybody? I truly do apologize for those of you who have been waiting for myself and Midget Mac to appear. I tell you, these computers, they work when they want to. I have had technical difficulties, but it's all good. I'm also in the process of locating Midget Mac, contacting him. I hope he hasn't called in already. You guys, please forgive me for those of you who are tuned in. I tell you, it never fails. It's always something. Anyway, I want to also thank PB. PB is helping me this evening, co-host. And PB, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. What's going
on?
Yeah?
All right. He's helping me co-host this evening, and he's going to be my eyes for me as callers call in, because my computer is acting up until it decides it wants to let me see what's happening. But for those of you who are just now tuning in, like I said, we are in the process. I hope Midget Mac hasn't called in already, Lord. Anyway, the number for those of you who want to call in and discuss anything about I Love New York, Midget Mac, what questions you may want to ask them, you can give us a holler at 646-716-8697. That's 646-716-8697. And let us know what's happening. So, what a crazy day. What I'm going to do now is I am going to give some props. Is Greens in the house? Greens, go ahead and give us a holler at 646-716-8697. He's the one that did that incredible new theme song for Brown Sugar Radio. And what I'm going to do, I didn't even get to hear it play. So I'm going to play it again. We're going to have to start all over, y'all. All right, but that's all right. That's how we do it at Brown Sugar Radio. So I'm going to go ahead and get things pumping. Call in, Green, so you can let us know, you know, what the vibe and all that kind of stuff you was into as you was creating this theme song for Brown Sugar Radio.
Are we on the air?
Yes, you are.
Here we go.
Brown Sugar,
baby.
Say what? Brown Sugar, baby.
So that's what's up with the Brown Sugar Radio, and I love that. That's a nice vibe to it. You feel me? Got my brown sugar in there and the scratching. That's just off the chain right there. Green should be calling in any minute now. And so that's how we're going to get down with it tonight. And like I said, we had technical difficulties earlier. PB, is anyone in the other chat room?
No, I'm not seeing anybody.
I was going to say because I can't even connect to that. They probably thought the show was canceled because it didn't come on.
Yeah,
oh, well.
It was crazy, but we're here now. That's all that matters. We're here now.
Okay. So, y'all, I hope y'all come back. I don't think it was a flop or a prank or nothing like that. We really were trying to get it going here, but, you know, hey, things happen. That's life, right?
Right, especially with these computers.
Okay. I mean, neither one of them was coming through for me. I'm like, what is going on? Actually, I was on the line, and it just died. I'm like, oh, wow, no, you didn't do me like this.
Just keep in mind, computers was made by man.
Okay.
So it's not.
I'm like, yeah, for sure. So, all right, we have a caller on the air. Let's see here. 409, you're on Brown Sugar Radio. What's happening?
What's up, Brown Sugar?
What's up?
This your boy, Killer.
What's going on, Killer?
Hey, no, what's going on here?
Trying to get this party started.
Oh, yeah.
I appreciate you bearing with us, because I'm like, man, what is happening here?
Yeah, I heard there was player hating on the program, you know what I'm saying?
I couldn't even get logged on.
Who you got on the show today?
Well, we were supposed to have Midget Mac, and I wasn't able to log in until 7:15, so I don't know if he tried to call in and seen I wasn't there, because I was not able to log on to my computer at all. And so I'm trying to contact him now to see if maybe he tried to call in, because it was a mishap earlier.
Uh-huh.
But it's all good. You know, we're still going to get down with the get down here at Brown Sugar Radio. So what's been going on with you lately?
I know. You know what I'm saying? Just got back from my trip to Vegas. You feel me?
Right.
That parlaying with my boy Collard Greens, you know what I'm saying, in the camp.
Right. He's supposed to be calling in. I was like, where is he at?
I just got off the phone with him. He the one that told me to call in just now.
Okay, good. Good. Yeah, I appreciate the love.
He should be right behind me.
All right. So I see the chat room filling up. Yeah, that's what's up.
That's all you're supposed to have is the midget.
Yeah. Well, yesterday we had Wolf. Tomorrow we're gonna have R&B sensation B Swell.
Oh, okay.
Then Friday we're gonna have hip hop artist The Lady. So it's all good. You know how we do it, The Lady.
The Lady.
Uh huh. You gotta come and peep that.
The Lady, the first
dog.
You
know, I gotta schedule you. Uh huh.
All right.
Yeah.
Hey, ain't she from the West Coast?
She is from Tennessee.
Oh.
Dirty. Uh huh.
She's from the dirty.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing like the dirty. I'm out here right now.
Okay. Where you at, you say?
I'm in Galveston, Texas.
Oh, all right. You know, somebody had called the other night and was shouting out Dallas.
What?
Queen Deitra? Yeah, you know Queen Deitra?
Nah, I don't really fool around with too many people, you know.
Yeah.
You feel me? I'm a city boy.
Solo bolo, huh?
You already know.
All right.
Man, where the boy Greens at, man? He gonna make me.
Yeah, come on now, Greens. You gotta call in and let us know about the theme song.
Yeah, the theme song, Player.
What's happening?
But, man, where Midget Mac at, man?
I don't know.
I've been
trying to get him.
So how did the show with Wolf go?
That was awesome. Last night we had an incredible show. He's funny.
Wolf is?
And it was cool. Yeah, that was cool. It was real cool last night.
Where's Gabrielle?
We didn't have as many technical difficulties, did we, PB, as we did today. It's crazy.
What's up, brother?
Oh, he's trying to call. There he go. He was dialing the wrong number.
Who? Greens?
Hello?
What's up, Carla Greens?
Yeah, I like to order a Big Mac, a cheeseburger. Let me get let me get a Twinkie.
Yeah, look. You were calling McDonald's. You were calling McDonald's radio.
What's going on?
Nothing going on. We sitting up here chilling, listening to that that new theme song. You put it down for Brown Sugar Radio today. That's what's up.
Right. You know, I would have got my boy on, but whatever. But you, I didn't get the message from you about it until after he was already gone.
Last Minute Jones. I know, but that was cool. It was real cool, you know. I appreciate that, you know. And like I said, that's going to be my theme song until you would be up out there.
Not a problem.
Yeah, so how did you, what was the vibe? How did you come up with that mixture?
I just wanted to do do some with a little hip-hop on there and shit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just something a little different.
Right. All right, that's cool. That's real cool. I appreciate that mixing and that scratching on there. I was like, hey.
Oh, no doubt. You know, I gotta keep it old school B boy for you, you know.
Huh. Oh, now where's Cornbread at? She by you?
Yeah, she right here.
Hey, Cornbread.
She said, what up?
So don't be
she waving.
She mad.
She mad at Heist because he came out here and didn't say nothing to her for her birthday.
Holy. Huh? Why you do her like that?
It wasn't my fault. You know how niggas get off the weed and just do their thing. Hey, I told you I was too hood, Brown Sugar.
Uh-oh.
You know, I'm too cheap, so we don't celebrate birthdays.
hey, that's all right, though, because my boy did it big, though. He came out here and bought a whole case full of Patron.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That was an early birthday gift.
He bought a case full of Patron at one time.
Four bottles
of Patron. Aww. And he came over here, and we did it up for a minute.
Yeah. It would have been crazy off the yak.
Aww.
Brown Sugar, where you at?
I'm right here. I'm hollering. Look, I'm listening to y'all. Like, what's up?
Hey, you know, I'm gonna take over your radio show.
Yeah.
Why you gonna take over my radio show?
Like this? It's the Breeze High Show. Yeah, we got a special guest, Brown Sugar, on. So. Brown Sugar, tell us, you know, how'd you get into the blog radio talk show business?
Yeah,
tell
us
a little bit about
that.
He's
going
to flip the script. Look at it.
You know, what made you get into a radio personality?
Me? Oh, goodness. All right, real quick. Lil, we're going to keep it brief, then I got to try to contact Midget Matt because I think he may have been trying to call in.
Okay.
But, you know, I love people. And I just truly enjoy working with people from all, you know, backgrounds of life. And you really can learn a lot, you know what I'm saying, from different walks. People that have truly – I like the rags to riches story, personally, myself, because that's like the ultimate success, you know.
Right.
But, I mean, the ones who were born with a silver spoon in their mouth, I feel like, you know, you already had it made, you know. And so that's why I realized – I enjoy talking to people, finding out what did you do to be successful? How did you get there? How can I get there? You know, and just
right.
asking a lot of questions.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I heard you already on your way. I heard, you know, you starting up your new Chihuahua hot dog business and everything. How's that going for you?
Chihuahua hot dog.
You're tripping.
Ooh.
Yeah, but for y'all that don't know, you know, Brown Sugar, you know, she has like a little, you know, a little stand in the mall. You know, and what she has is she has little baby chihuahuas that's on the little spindle, you know what I mean, and she makes little hot dogs out of them. You know, I think it's an original idea myself, you know what I mean?
Oh,
Lord. Brown Sugar, you really selling hot dogs?
He's tripping. If I'm selling anything, it's going to be makeup and stuff like that. I'm prissy, not no hot dogs. You know, I'm gonna be selling some lipstick. And
no, not ordinary hot dogs.
Yeah,
the Chihuahua hot dog.
Right, Chihuahua.
That's that prime shit.
Yeah, the prime shit. You know, and I mean, if you're a little bit more hungry, you know, then she got the schnauzer. You know,
she got
She got the pit bull burger. You know,
and if
like
you like a little fur.
Yeah, if you like a little fur, you know.
She got the shit on lock.
Okay, all right, so. Okay, so Brown Sugar, I got another question for you. So, how long after you quit Lil Darling did you get into the talk show?
After I put what?
How long after you stopped at Lil Darling did you get into the talk show business?
Dude, I'm trying to think.
Hey.
Look.
Hey, I got a question. So I get an autograph for that picture with you in the
you
afro.
What you say?
Can I get back to you on that one?
Yeah. You get back to me on that one.
I just want an autograph for you in that afro.
Okay, that's what's up.
Real deal.
That?
Yeah.
Greens, you pointed over the picture.
Huh?
Look at this.
No.
It's on your page. Hey, you see that? Hey, and I just had to hit her with that left hook, like, pow.
I forgot I had it on.
But you, I sensed the hood tone in your voice. You was like, hold on, you ordered the per. What the fuck? See where my pistol at?
Hey, nothing to do with that.
See that?
Look at that. All right, y'all. Well, what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna play some music because I gotta locate Mr. Midget Max. See what's up if he tried to call in.
Little long play.
Okay.
I see, but I so appreciate you calling in. Call
no problem.
Your thing on my theme song. Much love to that because you know I'm gonna play the hell out of that theme song.
Oh yeah, we're gonna do another one. I'm gonna hook up with my boy Heist, you know, with the little technology thing here. We're gonna do another
one. Yeah, we're gonna do a hood because you know that's
all
what
right.
You told me. You know,
you gonna have Uncle Hood on there.
Yeah, I'm gonna put it real hood for you.
Okay, all right, that'll work. That'll
all right,
definitely work. All right then, so y'all go ahead, keep it locked. TB, you still hanging in there with me?
Yeah, I'm here.
Trying to figure out what song we're going to play next. We're going to play a little intermission music, y'all. Keep it locked.
I play the theme music. I hear the theme music.
The good radio. You know what? I'm going to play that as I exit out because that's only a minute. I need more time than that to try to locate Mr. Midget Mac. So for those of you who are just tuning in, Heist and Collard Greens, I want to say thank you. Much love. And we're going to go ahead and play some music while I try to locate Midget Mac, because as like I said earlier, I had problems logging on, so I do apologize.
For sure.
No problem.
All right, then. All right, y'all. Have a good one.
You too.
All right, PB. PB.
Yeah.
Play that instrumental one. I don't know the name of it. The instrumental one I like. I was like, I've been playing the wrong one.
All right.
Okay, and I'm going to look for Midget Mac.
All right.
Thank you. You're gonna take me to the club. Yeah.
I just wanted to call you back. I've been trying to locate Midget Mac. This has been a crazy evening. Like I said, with me not being able to log on and all kind of things just happening, just crazy, crazy, crazy. So he may have tried to call in, and we were not available. And like I said, I just logged in at 7:15. So what we're going to do is I'm going to leave the lines open probably for another 10 minutes or so, and just get to know some of Brown Sugar Radio listeners. If you want to call in and, you know, voice, who would you like to hear on Brown Sugar Radio? What are some of your biggest celebrities that you'd like to hear from, or reality stars? You can give us a call at 646-716-8697. That's 646-716-8697. All right, but I did leave a message on his voicemail. If he calls in, if he gets the message, then we'll go ahead and we'll keep the show rolling. But if not, we're going to have to reschedule this for another day. But like I said, I will certainly make it up to my listeners because I appreciate you. All right, so, TB, tell me what you think about this I Love New York that's been the last show when Mr. Wise got kicked off and, you know, all of the drama with Pretty and just the whole shebang here. What do you think about this season so far?
Well, to be honest, I have to give it up to the guys personally for actually coming on the show, trying to take the time to get to know New York, because, I mean, we can all look at the show and just tell that New York is a handful. So
right.
I have to give it to them for even trying to put up with it, but I would pretty much say the show is, it's okay, but then again, I mean, they say the show is not staged, but to me, the show seems like it's a little staged, so, you know. But then again, you know, I don't
right.
know. With the whole thing with Pretty, that was just ridiculous. I mean, I'm not trying to call the brother out, but, hey, something seemed like it's up. So, me,
right,
myself
right.
personally, I would like to see you get Pretty on here. So we can find out what the deal is, what's really
right.
going on.
Yeah, for real. That's going to be my next request. I'm in the process of putting together some new invites for guests. And like I said, last night we had Wolf. Tomorrow we're going to have R&B sensation B Swells, and then we're going to have the lady who's a hip-hop artist doing her thing in Tennessee on Friday. So like I said, ladies and gentlemen, for those who are listening, I do certainly appreciate your time and definitely those that are tuning in just to kind of see what's going on with Brown Sugar Radio. So I truly believe it's already 7:41. He may, by now, I truly believe he would have called in or at least tried to call back. So we're going to go ahead and call it a wrap because I don't have anything else prepared for this evening. So things happen, you know, glitches in the system, computer, that's life. You know, you just weather through the storm. So what's up, Iraq? I see you in there. All right, well, all right, PB, I guess we're going to go ahead and call it a wrap for tonight. There's nothing else really to prepare for. And like I said, I truly do apologize for those who are listening. Like I said, this is certainly not, oh, we got a caller. Look, as soon as I'm getting ready to hang up, huh? Okay, you got it, PB? 718, you on Brown Sugar Radio. What's happening?
Hey, Brown Sugar. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
It's your girl, Bree. It's showing you mad
hey,
love.
Bree.
How you
I
doing?
I know. We just all bummed out. It's a crazy night, huh?
Yeah, what's going on? Where did you met?
I know, we all sad. Well, I don't know, you obviously weren't here at the beginning of the show when I tried to log on. I didn't get on the show until about, what, 7:15, maybe 7:20, PB?
Correct.
My computer was cutting up, and I couldn't get logged on, and my password was tripping. You know ain't nothing but the devil, girl. You know what I mean? It's always something. So then when I tried to contact him just now, I've been trying to get in touch with him to see what's been going on and everything. And his phone is going straight to voicemail. So I'm wondering if he tried to call, couldn't get through, and just turned his phone off.
Okay,
you know?
I believe that.
Yeah, so I'm like, oh. But don't worry. Like I said, I have plenty of more exciting guests.
Yes.
Midget Mac is extremely busy.
Oh, really?
And, he real busy promoting, doing shows and stuff. But he wrote me this morning, so I really believe that I just checked my MySpace. He wrote me and told me he going to be ready.
And then he probably just got up in a small issue.
Well, I'm thinking he called in because I couldn't. What happened, PB, what happened when the line disconnected? My phone dropped the call or?
Oh, actually, I still had the board running up, so he never tried to call in because if he would try to call in, it would show up on the board. On the switchboard, like when you hung
gotcha.
Up, though, like that. It was just air, you know, like air just play until
gotcha.
You call back in.
Okay. We got another caller on the line, 870.
Hello.
870, you're on Brown Sugar Radio. What's happening?
What is up? Where is Mr. Matt?
I know he going to just stand us up then. I just found out. I thought he made it try to call in. Look, PB to put him on blast. He said he ain't.
No, he didn't.
Ain't that cold? See how he
what
do us?
That?
No love for Brown Sugar Radio. And I'm going to tell you, he's, like I said, he did ask me, he wrote me this morning, he asked me to call him an hour before the show, and I did that.
Mm-hmm.
So he just either hella busy, you know, and got too much going on and forgot. But you know what? I'm not the only radio station he stood up. There was another radio station yesterday I was listening to, Idol Radio.
Oh,
he didn't show up on that show either. He got
yeah,
called like, come on, Midget Mac. You getting a bad reputation. You keep standing folk up. You know what I mean? They're going to be like, I don't want to fool with him because he flaky. And I'm calling him Midget Mac. So, you know, you got to call in. Let us know what's up. At least send me an email. I can't make it something.
Oh.
Oh, no. So this is the second one. I think he got a lot going on.
Yeah. Well, I'm showing you some love.
Thank you.
I'm a safety.
I appreciate that. I really do.
He done pissed me off. Good old short ass. He done pissed me off.
You want me to set us up like this?
See, we can't get him on our show. See? No. No, no, no.
Okay. I can't do it. I'm like, and I'm the kind of person, I'm going to ask you once. I'm not going to keep asking and asking. I'm just going to call. He got my phone number and he got my MySpace. So if he want to come back to the show, he'll realize he forgot something. Be like,
nah, ain't no come back. Nah, ain't no come back.
He got lost.
Okay. Girl, I'm doing Brown Sugar dirty, huh?
I know.
Oh, my God.
Send your sister something. Tell us what's up.
Yes, sir, but since y'all here, y'all listen to our intro and tell us what y'all think about it.
What is it called?
Can you find
it,
PB?
Yeah.
Are we on the air?
Yes, you are.
No, one radio.
Here we go.
Come on.
that not an intro or what?
It is.
So it's hot.
It's hot. H-O-T-T.
So, Bronson, are you still here? I guess not.
Wow.
Brown sugar.
PB.
Uh-oh.
I got some good news.
What's the good news?
Midget Mac just called. There he go right here, y'all. I got to apologize. Midget Mac.
What's up? Oh, you was talking down about me?
No, I wasn't talking down. I said you filled me up and hurt my feelings.
Nah, I don't do stuff like that.
Okay.
What's up?
How you gonna stand me up? How you gonna do me like that?
No.
What's up, Midget Man?
Chilling. What's up?
Oh, wow. This has been a crazy night for me. You really done brightened my day. You know that?
For sure. That's what I'm supposed to do.
You sure is, but I'm gonna tell you. I was sitting here, bumped out, wasn't I, PB?
You were sad.
I was so sad. The listeners were sad. We got one of your fans on the line here.
Oh, what's up? What happened?
What's up? But you didn't brighten all our day. So
that's
what's up.
For sure.
I appreciate you. Now we got to give you your formal intro. TV, we got to do the applause for him because he done came through.
For sure. So where is it? No.
I'm waiting for him to TV. Thank you. Hand clap. Okay, we're going to do it. What's been happening, Midget Mac? You just the man of the hour, the day, the year. I mean, you just blowing up.
Oh, so. Now, like I said, I dozed off for a minute. I've been, like, really tired and stuff. Because if I ain't doing interviews, I've been, like, on the road a lot. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if you talked to anybody else from the show, but I've been, like, doing the most shows out of everybody. I just got back from Portland Saturday. I hosted a little party out there at Club Greek. It was going down.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. And the thing is, see, this has been crazy for me, too. This whole night has actually just been crazy because I couldn't even get logged onto the system. So I was under the impression you were trying to call in earlier. And I couldn't get the show started till about 7:20. So then I was upset, and I was trying to call you and reach and play music. You know how it go. But I ain't getting off of it. You here now, and like I said, I owe you an apology because I thought you stood your girl up. I said, oh, Lord. He probably forgot. He got so many interviews.
Yeah, you hate it, though, but I ain't forget about you, though. Straight up.
All right. That's what's up. Well, I certainly appreciate your time, and most definitely, I know you are the busiest because you are the most popular.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody loves
Midget Mac. Oh, for sure. We're going down.
Yeah,
and I love them, too, though. Don't get it, too. I love all my fans, too.
Okay. And so what I want to do is I want to ask you a few questions, you know, and then we'll open up the lines for your fans. But, this just been a crazy night, but it's all good because that just make us real. We hear stuff don't happen. Shows ain't going to go the way you plan it, but they go the way God planned it. Yo, so whatever happened in the night, it's all in his hands. I know it's a little whack. It's crazy. Stuff been going crazy all evening for me. But I, like I said, I just appreciate you being here. So that's what's up.
For sure.
Now,
anytime.
You know you my favorite. I say I love you.
Yeah.
I do. I really do, because you real. And that's why I was thinking, like, that just don't seem like him, because you emailed me this morning. So it's all good. All right, so what made you apply, audition, that's a better word to use, for I Love New York?
I ain't about to lie. I'm going to tell you the straight up truth, too. When I don't have audition, I was just like, you know what I'm saying, like, as far as, like, if I do an audition, wherever it is, like, as far as, like, you know what I'm saying, I did mine in L.A., but I'm saying to myself, like, if I do the audition, I know all they got to do is see me. I know I'm gonna be on the show because everybody love me. And as far as, like, everybody seeing me. So what I did, I flew out to L.A. You know what I'm saying? I did the audition with the casting director of the I Love New York Season 2 show.
Uh-huh.
And then from there, 2 days later, they had called me. But I did it, you know what I'm saying, to hype up my career at first, you know what I'm saying? As I got to know New York, you know what I'm saying, she started, you know what I'm saying, to grow on me and shit like that. But when I first got on it, it was just like as far as, you know what I'm saying, when I first jumped on the show, It was just for the fame. I ain't gonna lie. Cause I already knew right when I was on that bitch, the world was gonna love me because I keep it real. You know what I'm saying? And I don't keep it, and you know, I ain't fake. And I know I'm funny and shit, and I'm just different from everybody. So I knew when I was jumping on the screen, I was gonna snatch the world's attention.
Right, right. And so at least you keeping it real. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm gonna be like, oh,
yeah.
I don't wanna fall in love and ask her to marry me, and ain't thinking about no damn marriage.
Yeah, no one really ain't thinking about motherfucking marriage, none of that shit. I'm gonna keep it real.
Okay,
I went for
okay.
the motherfucking fame, but you know what I'm saying? At the time, you know what I'm saying? As I was on the show, though, I was starting to feel it, though. I ain't gonna lie.
Okay. PB,
yeah.
You have any? PB is my co-host, by the way. I want to introduce you. You already know Midget Mac. PB, you there?
Yeah, what up, Midget Mac?
Chill, what's up, Wally? You all right?
Yeah, I'm good.
For sure, for sure.
You got any questions for him, PB?
All right, I got one question. So let's say Midget Mac won. I love New York, too. So could you have seen yourself staying with New York after the show?
Man.
That's a good one, huh?
Yeah. That shit would have been crazy. We probably would have been broke up like in 2 days. You know, she like to run shit. You know, she like to be in control of shit because she like to be a boss. But I know I'm a boss, so you know what I'm saying? We probably getting into some shit, so we probably wouldn't last that long, to be honest. We both bosses.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, call me on guard with that, though, right?
Okay. Now, as far as, because you, I was really sad to see you go. I mean, my whole little world was just crushed because I'm like, how they going to take the best one?
Yeah.
You know, you made that show.
And the thing about it, I ain't being conceited, but you know what I'm saying? On MySpace, I heard that like over like 2,000-3,000 times, like all over the world, like whether it's like in a mall or a club or on the MySpace, like everybody was saying that, like as far as like the show, it ain't the same no more. It ain't got born, the ratings dropped. You know what I'm saying? After I left the show, because everybody really watching that shit, because I was on it, because I had that bitch crunk and hype all the goddamn time, you know what I'm saying? Making people laugh.
Yeah.
For sure.
You're doing your thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's why I was like, I just could not believe she got rid of you saying you wasn't over your baby mama, you know what I mean? And
yeah.
That's a touchy issue for you, so if you don't feel comfortable talking about it, I respect that, but I just felt like, damn, you know, maybe this is a time where you could be there for him for this time, you know? I mean, not to replace her, you're going to be your own woman, but,
yeah.
You know, we need people in our lives, you know what I mean, to help us get through times, difficult times like this.
Yeah, 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 I have to, yeah.
Yeah,
so that's why I was kind of
like, you know,
what's
going on? Yeah. I don't know. Now, let me,
can you hear me? Midget Mac? Hello? Did we lose him?
Uh-oh. CB? He's still showing up on the board, so maybe he's waking up or something. Yeah, move from wherever you at.
Yeah, we lost him. Hopefully he'll call right back.
Okay. All right. 718, you on Brown Sugar Radio. What's happening?
Hello?
718?
Oh, what's up, Mr. Mack?
Yeah, we waiting for him to call back in. We lost him.
I'll wait for him.
Okay. All right, sweetie. Call all your friends and family. Tell them Midget Mack here. I'm going to put you back on mute, okay, hon?
All right.
There you go.
Yeah, I lost y'all.
I know. I say, where is he? I was like, wherever you at, move from wherever you at, because it's the perception was bad.
Oh, no, I'm driving right now, but when they were at AT&T, they said don't drop calls, but they drop calls 24/7.
Okay. Yeah, PB ought to know, because I got AT&T, and I'm always hanging up on
him. Yeah. That's crazy.
Terrible service. So, how has your life changed, you know, other than I know you getting a tremendous amount of calls and interviews, hosting shows, promoting, you know, what else can you let us know about?
Well, as far as, you know what I'm saying, I might sound conceited or whatever when I said it, but no, as far as Midget Mac, I've always been the man, you know what I'm saying, because you know, I'm a hype man for Young Cash, he was SRC Universal Records. So as far as, like, you know what I'm saying, traveling around the world doing shows and stuff like that, I've been doing that. And, like, everybody know me, like, in the game as far as the rap game, like, as far as Mike Jones, Lil Webby, Bootsy, Paul Wall, well, just the main people, like, man, everybody, like, Trick Daddy, I know Trick Daddy. I fuck with a lot of rappers, you know what I'm saying? But as far as the show, when the show hit, that shit done got real crazy because, like, everywhere I go as far as, like, if it's Walmart, the goddamn grocery store, especially the mall, the club, I get trampled. You know what I'm saying? I be in the mall with my little chick, and she be getting mad because, like, every second, like, a group of girls come to me, either they want to take a picture or they want an autograph, you know what I'm saying? But you got to do it because that's the fans. And that shit done got crazy because I don't even got a little paranoid because, like, everywhere I go, everybody knows me, you know what I'm saying? They be screaming out my name. It'd be all low, but at the same time, I'm like, damn, these motherfuckers be going crazy. I was in the bathroom out of town in South Carolina doing a show. I was in the bathroom, he was in the bathroom. A nigga had came to me talking about, so, what's up, nigga? You from Harlem, New York, too? Well, I'm in the bathroom, he was in the bathroom. I let him sit there, you know what I'm saying? Start talking to me and shit. While I'm using the bathroom, that shit was crazy.
You're like, I can't even pee in peace.
Yeah, I mean, in certain times, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes, especially not while they're using the bathroom. And another thing I want to talk about, like, as far as, like, when you're in the mall or something, when I'm in the mall or something like that, and you're eating, motherfuckers still don't care. They'll come up to you while you're about to put the food in your mouth and everything, and that's for a picture. The only thing I'm saying is, like, wait until, like, I'm done eating or whatever, then, you know what I mean, we can take 1,000 pictures. But as far as while I'm eating, that shit be crazy, because they don't be caring.
I was going to say, it must be hard for you today because you're saying your chick be getting mad. And they're, like, in the limelight. I mean, that's got to be the hardest thing for her because...
Yes, my phone going out. You break it up.
Uh-oh. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, man.
Okay. I was talking about your girl, you know, your chick, other half, whatever you may want to call her.
Yeah.
It's got to be very hard on your relationship, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. You know, I get it all the time. Like I said, I did a show, matter of fact, in Portland on Friday. And I got back Saturday. And then I had, like, a photographer in there, whatever. They took, like, all these pictures, like, all the girls want to take pictures with me, whatever. And they saw my MySpace page, and I put this one on there with, like, these two girls, like, kissing on my cheek and having my arms around them. And I was like, this is a picture. You know, I caught hell from that for, like, all for 2 days straight.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, it's crazy, though.
Now, one thing I got to give you your props on, you always stay fly, you know.
Oh, yeah.
That's a real... 24... Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Okay, we both trying to talk with this AT&T broke, busted phone.
Yeah.
you can't hear me.
Yeah, I can hear you, man.
Okay, all right. I was just going to say, are you thinking about maybe having your own, like, clothing line, you know, or designer clothes? Because you get a lot of compliments on your clothes.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe a Midget Mac brand.
Yeah.
You know,
well, what I'm thinking about, that came across my mind, I'm definitely going to do it. Like I said, nigga do stay fresh. I already know I'm fresh 24-7. Ain't in a day I ain't fresh, for real. It ain't Coogee. It's Ed Hardy, LRG, or Paris. But on the show, I was talking to, like, one of the main interviewers, they said I should come out with a brand called Midjitsu, because, you know, I had broke out that Midjitsu on
there. Right.
When I said, What I say? I'll chop their ass up with this Midjitsu.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, they're talking about I should make a clothing line called Midjitsu. That shit would be hot.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I think that would be very good because, you know, a lot of people, like I said, you already have the name recognition, you know, and then you dress very nice. So why not, you know what I mean, right now while, you know what I mean, this is your time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Who's your favorite designer right now?
I mean, I got to say Coogee because I wear Coogee the most out of everything.
Okay. You rocking the Coogee.
Yeah.
All right.
Hard.
Okay. Doing big. Now, I was going to ask how is your dating life, but it sounds like you're pretty much in a, is it a serious relationship or you guys?
It's my chick.
I love my chick. You remind me of Busta Rhymes. I love my chick. Yeah. What would you say is the most valuable lesson that you've learned being on reality TV?
Well, the biggest lesson is I know that You know what I'm saying? They're going to add the most punkish shit as far as, like, you know what I'm saying? They told a lot of people on the show. I ain't going to get into details, but, like, a lot of shit happened on the show as far as, like, people getting embarrassed and something happened to them. You know, we're going to be like, you know, we're going to edit that, whatever, whatever. But at the same time, they're doing it for TV, so they really ain't going to edit out a lot of shit, even if you is looking bad. I did learn that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, not having me, I'm just looking at other people's experience on the show. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right. What is your thoughts about Taylor May? Did you and him get along? You know, I mean, I seen it looked like you did, you know.
Yeah, yeah. No, we ain't never crashed heads. I ain't about to count. We ain't never crashed heads, so I really ain't never had a problem with dude, and dude really ain't never had a problem with me. You know what I'm saying? Because he ain't do shit to me, so I'm just straight.
Right. So when he gave you that $100 bill to be like, look, let me holler at New York, you weren't offended, or you was like?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that was the first day, and I told him about that shit. He didn't even remember that shit. I told him, bitch, don't you ever try me like that. You know what I'm saying? Because that's why I didn't even take the money. If y'all look carefully, I had pulled out my wallet. I'm like, bitch, I got money. And Punk, he had came with. He had took the money.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But, yeah, he had tried me the first night. But I said his ass straight about that. And he apologized and shit like that. And said he just drunk. He didn't remember doing it. But if he did, you know what I'm saying? But that was something. You know what I'm saying? It was petty. But at the same time, I had to check him. But let him know
okay.
I ain't no bitch.
Yeah, okay. What, did you think about Pretty? You know, this rumor about him being gay and this, that, and the other. Did you get that vibe, you know, that he might be bisexual or homosexual?
I mean, not really, because, you know what I'm saying, because we were in the house with, like, a group of niggas, you know what I'm saying, a lot of stuff they edit out. So we had conversations, so I'm like, yeah, he talked kind of proper and kind of feminine, but at the same time, he was raised around all girls, you know what I'm saying? So that's probably, like, a big part of it, too.
Yeah.
Saying as far as like where he grew up and who he grew up with.
That's
but at the same time, he ain't never tried me. No, they ain't never did no gay shit around me. So at the same time, like, no, I don't know.
Right, right. And do you still keep in touch with New York?
No, I ain't talking to New York. You know, it'd be a lot of intruders on MySpace, you know what I'm saying? She had hit me on MySpace. I don't know if it's her or not, but. Like she got the most friends, but yeah, hit me on MySpace, you know what I'm saying? Seeing if a nigga's all right and told me to holler at her. She signed a number on there, but I ain't never called her. That shit be fake ass as hell, though.
A lot of fake New Yorks be on MySpace trying to holler. Ain't that a mess?
Yeah, there'd be a lot of fake Mrs. Max, too. You wouldn't believe it. Matter of fact, a nigga hit me up the other day. He had my picture. You know what I'm saying? One of my VH1 pics. And the name was Mrs. Max, right? This nigga wrote me with 53 friends talking about something. He's the real midget, man. I was like, what the fuck? I got my face, my name, talking about you, midget, man. Come on, man. Niggas need to stop it, for real.
That's
crazy.
Odd, man. Go ahead. Speaking of that, let's go ahead and shout out your official Midget Mac MySpace page so that all your fans will have the real Midget Mac. Go ahead, Midget Mac.
Okay, the real official MySpace page is www.myspace/midgetmac. You know what I'm saying? If the motherfucker ain't got 25,000 friends and up, it ain't me. You know what I'm saying? Straight up. And I got two other pages, too. I got a Midget Mac official fan page, and I also got a Midget Mac entertainment page. But you'll be able to tell it's me, you know what I'm saying?
Right, okay.
But my main page is www.myspace.com/MidgetMac. That's me right now.
All right. Okay, well, we're going to go ahead and take some callers. PB, before I do that, though, did you want to ask Midget Mac any questions? Do you have any more?
No, I'm good. I think the people are ready to get to them.
Okay,
that's
all right,
sure.
Go ahead. We're going to take the first 870.
Okay.
870, you got it, PB? 870, you on Brown Sugar Radio. What's happening?
Hello?
That's you,
what's
mom.
Up?
Oh, hi.
Hey,
to ask you, finding you, I want to ask how did you feel about the Pretty in New York fight? How did you feel about the fight, between Pretty and New York?
Oh, the fight between Pretty and New York?
Yeah.
I thought that shit was crazy, you know what I'm saying? I was just shocked. But at the same time, that shit was crazy. But, you know what I'm saying? That shit happened.
That was crazy. Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
It was shocking, you know.
Yeah, I ain't expect that shit. That shit hit me. Because you know I was off the show by then. So I was watching it just like y'all was, you know what I'm saying?
You didn't know, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that shit was crazy. How she came at him too though.
Yeah, like she was a dude.
Yeah. That was crazy. Yeah. That couldn't have been me because I would have got crunk.
She's even walking like a nigga. You feel me? Like,
yeah.
Chasing after her. Bree, did you have another question for Midget Mac? Hello?
You hauled ass.
Is she there? PB.
Okay, we got another 870 on the line.
All right, we'll get that one. I wonder her phone must have dropped the call. She must have AT&T, dang it. Okay, the next 870, and I see you, 718, we'll get you next. 870, you on Brown Sugar Radio, what's happening?
Hi.
What's up, you doing all right?
I'm
who's
fine.
Calling?
Hi, Mid
Jamaica. I'm doing good. How you doing?
I got a question. I don't want to offend you, but I just want to know, how tall are you?
I'm 4'6". Hey, that don't offend me. Huh?
Okay, you're proud of your height, ain't you, Ma? I ain't mad at you.
Oh, yeah. I ain't never had a problem.
Okay.
Before the show.
What size shoe do you wear?
Huh?
What size shoe do you wear?
Oh, shit. Damn, maybe you're the low? No, I was playing. 5.5.
Oh, okay, that's what's up.
Yeah, 5.5.
Okay, well, you was my favorite on the show. I'm not saying this because you was my favorite, Midget Mac. I thought you was so cute when you jumped on the table and was talking about slapping somebody's mama. Was you talking about, your mama when you was talking about that? Because I think you was.
What, when I jumped on the table and said it?
When you jumped on the table and you was talking about it's so good, it makes you want to slap your mama. Was you talking about Sister Patterson?
Yeah, you know it was. Come on, man. Because, as you see on the show, you know what I'm saying, I already knew we lost the presentation, you know what I'm saying, so I had to make something funny and something to direct toward the mama. So I was like, fuck it, let me jump on this table and do my thing. But yeah, I was directing it towards her, though, but at the same time making a joke.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
that's
funny.
Okay,
that's so cute. I know that's right. Well, we sure appreciate you calling in and showing Midget Mac some love and Brown Sugar Radio.
Oh, yeah, I appreciate that, for real.
Okay, we got another caller here. 305, you on the air with Midget Mac and Brown Sugar. What's happening?
Hey, what's up?
Tell him what's up. That's Miami, ain't it?
Yep, 305.
Okay. Speaking of Miami, I'm going to be at Miami Friday at Club Sobe, so you know what I'm saying? Everybody says, Five, come fuck with me. You know, I'm going to be in Club Sobe. It's going down. For real, I'm hosting out there this Friday.
I'll be there. Hey, since the show, like, what, a lot of people been treating you like a celebrity?
Huh?
Like, since the show, like, when you go out in public, people treat you like a celebrity?
Yeah, like extra crucial. It'd be crazy. You think a nigga was Denzel Washington sometimes.
Yeah. Go ahead, Mac.
No, I'm just keeping it real though. It's that serious, bro. Because one thing about Mac, for real, I don't cap. And what cap mean is like exaggerate. You know what I'm saying? I mean, dead serious. That should be crazy, especially in the malls of the town. That should be crazy.
Huh? Good grief. I'm sorry. Caller 305. What was your name again?
Shani.
Shannon?
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you have another question for Ms. Mac?
Oh, that was about it.
Okay.
Well,
no, keep your head up, Ms. Mac. Keep doing you.
Oh.
For sure. You do the same, baby.
All right. Take care.
For sure.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Okay.
Okay. We got, let's see here, 718, you on the air with Ms. Mac and Brown Sugar. What's happening?
Hey, Ms. Mac.
How you doing, chilling?
How you doing, baby?
Doing good now that you on the phone.
Oh, oh my gosh, how are you? I'm so happy to talk to you.
For sure.
You're so cute. Oh my goodness, I love your dreads.
Thank you. I love them right now. Thank you.
I love them. But when you coming out to New York?
Man, I'll be doing a show in Albany, New York, on the 7th of December.
Oh, you going all the way upstate?
I gotta go. I gotta go where they book me, baby. It's all about that money. and my fans too. And my fans too. But yeah, I'm how far away from you from Albany, New York though?
I'm like 8 hours away from me. I'm in the city. I'm in the heart of New York, Manhattan, baby.
Oh damn! I keep forgetting New York.
The Big Apple. That's where you need to be at, cause we love you so. We love you out here. Girls is loving you.
For sure, for sure. I love y'all too. I love y'all accent over. You know what I'm saying? Y'all got that up north slang. I got that down south slang, but y'all got that up north slang.
I mean, how old are you?
24.
Oh shoot, we could kick it together.
For sure. How old are you?
I'm 21.
For sure. So you close to like, you know what I'm saying, like Newark, New Jersey and shit like that?
No, I'm like in Brooklyn, New York.
Oh, okay. So you up there around where my dog is at? Because I think he's staying in Brooklyn.
Oh, then he popping. You need to come to Brooklyn. I saw you around, you know.
Uh-oh.
For sure.
Now you got a tour guide, Midget Mac.
For sure. It's going down.
I'm just calling to show you mad love, you know. I like doing all that. So just stay up, baby.
Okay, you too, baby.
All right.
Aww. All right, thank you for calling. All right. So, I mean, it's all good. Like I said, you know, I know that you have, oh, goodness, we got another caller. All right, I'm going to get you. Hold on 1 second. Is that PB?
Yeah.
Is that the same one that was just listening in?
Yeah, I think she listening live.
Okay. I was like, we got another caller. But, you know, I think the reason why people can relate to you because they know that you are being yourself. You know what I mean? And then your personality and your style, just everything. You got that swagger. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That draws people to you because you have pretty much, I believe, you are going to be the next thing that's happening, the next show. You know, if VH1, they'd be a fool not to let you have your own show because you are basically so popular. You hear me?
Yeah. I feel you. I've been getting a lot of that.
Yeah, and so I believe that, you know, it would be an exciting show. I don't know what they would call it, you know, but I was thinking about that the other day. Like, what would it be, you know? It can't be another I Love Midget Mac. They would come up with something else. But I was thinking, like, how would we be able to put it all together? You know, would you, like, do the internet thing, like how they did for Flavor of Love and I Love New York, or would you just have them just take, you know, contestants from the auditions, you know what I mean?
Yeah. It'd probably be, you know what I'm saying, as far as, it'd probably be like the same thing as far as like, you know what I'm saying, getting people like 5 people from the internet, you know what I'm saying, like 10 people from auditioning all over the world or some shit like that. It'd probably be like as far as something like that, as far as the audition and stuff like that.
20.
And at the same time, I'm going to be real with you too. Because this is what a lot of people thinking, I'm thinking too. I think the reason why, you know what I'm saying, you watch the show, right?
Yeah.
You see how, you know what I'm saying? You see how she cut me and why she cut me, right?
Yeah, I seen that. That was cold.
Yeah. I think, you know what I mean? It wasn't really cold. She kept it G. You know what I'm saying? I told her, right. She was the baby saying I wasn't ready, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't mad at her for that, you know what I'm saying? She kept it G. And like I said, if you saw how she kicked all the mother motherfuckers out, you see how she gave really me the most respect out of everybody. She broke down and cried everything. But it really affected her, you know what I'm saying? She showed me respect and love. That's why I think that's why she cut me like that. Because, like, okay, me and that, you know what I'm saying? He lost his fiance, so we definitely got to do a spinoff because it's like he's really looking for love. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's another reason why I thought they did it like that.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's what I was thinking, too. Like, I said, that's what they're going to call you back. You know, I realize you may not be able to say nothing right now, but would you want to do a love show or would you want to just do an entire different, you know, theme altogether?
I'm probably going to do something different, something new. You know what I'm saying? Spicing up the gumbo, but at the same time, you know, they make the call at the end of the day, like the producers and stuff like that. But either or, I do the shit, though. You know what I'm saying? But I would want it to be something else besides a dating show, so, you know what I'm saying? So that should be fresh and, you know what I'm saying? Everybody really watch that shit. But I already know if I get a show here, whether it's me, motherfucking tipping cows over everybody can watch that bitch. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, yeah, and that's what I was thinking. I said they need to let you have your own show and, you know, do your thing. And, I mean, I believe your ratings would even be higher than I Love New York. I really do.
Hands down, I ain't hating on New York. You know what I'm saying? That's my girl, though, because she talked good about a nigga in, like, 3 magazines. But So I think the Raiders would be, out the chain, the Flavor of Love, all that shit. They'd blow all that shit out the water.
And the thing is, a lot of people don't even like the I Love New York. They were just looking at it because they found out, what, a midget on the show? I got to see this.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of niggas, like thug niggas, be like, no, man, I ain't never thought about watching that shit. But when I saw you on there, man, me and my old lady, boy, y'all just cracking up, blah, 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 blah. And then when I get kicked out, like, man, we ain't watching that shit no more because that shit ain't even hype no more because you ain't even in it. That shit boring. That's what I've been getting a lot from, like, you know what I'm saying? Different races. White, black, Chinese, everybody, kids and all. That shit crazy. If you ever get a chance, just read my comments. They say that shit every day.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they do, you know, and that's what I realized. You know, I'm looking at it now, and the ones that are left, I would say maybe one would really be sincere because I believe that the rest of them that are on there are not really, I don't know. I'm not in their heart, and I really try not to judge people, but just the whole thing seems awkward to me. You know, with a camera in front of your face all the time, you're competing against other men. Some of the things that TaylorMade has done has truly gotten a lot of people angry, you know, and you're like, and you're watching them like, how could you spit in somebody's face? How could you be so disrespectful? Are you doing all this just for the camera?
Yeah, I see you.
Just, you know what I mean? Buying $700 shoes and all this kind of stuff. Would you have done all that?
Hell no. Because I got my money long, you know what I'm saying? I'm about to cap about that either, but I ain't about to do no shit like that. I'm about to, you know what I'm saying? Like I had told her, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to holler at her just like she a regular chick, you know what I'm saying? That's what she really respected about me, too. I ain't like them niggas be rushing to her and buying her this, buying her that. Don't get me wrong, I would eventually, but. Like, off top like that? No, hell no, you know what I'm saying? Because you're trying to win her with the money, not your game, or, you know what I'm saying, or how she's feeling you. You're trying to throw this and that, whatever at her, buy this and that, you know what I'm saying, for her just to feel you. And that ain't how you do it, especially in my book.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and that's what's up.
And you can see, she's feeling telling me just because she knows the fact he's weak, and anything she tell that motherfucker to do, she'll do it. He'll do it. She'll tell that motherfucker to jump on the goddamn bridge, that motherfucker will do it.
He'll do it.
Yeah.
We had Wolf on the show yesterday, and it was funny because he said Taylor May would lick the folk clean with his tongue for New York. You know what I mean? He's just a suck-up, big time.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So, I can't, to me, that's weak. I mean, that's, I don't like snitches. So, Taylor May would, I'd never want to, I can't deal with that. He snitched too much.
Yeah.
You know.
That shit crazy. He couldn't live in Jacksonville because motherfuckers don't play about that shit.
Hell no. Couldn't live in Vegas either.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. I don't like stitches. Oh, yeah, and Becky Buckwild, I know you remember her. She said that you were her favorite on the show. I had called into her show, was it last week? And she was talking about you on her show. She said you was the favorite, well, her favorite one. So I think it's cool, you know. So many people are like, dang, it just ain't right without Midget Mac no more.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
They ain't saying nothing but the truth, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, hey, and if you got it, I ain't mad at you.
Yeah, for sure.
PB, you still there with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, you got any questions for your boy?
No, I'm good. I'm just, okay, hold up. I do have one question. I want to know about Sister Patterson, because, you know, in the beginning, Sister Patterson act like she really didn't want you there, so.
Yeah.
Being on the show, did you and Sister Patterson work out something? Did y'all kind of get kind of close or something? No, you stayed back from her?
The first show, you know what I'm saying, when she acted like she ain't never seen a minute before that, you know that she was acting. Like, come on, bitch, you like 50 years old, how you ain't never seen a motherfucking midget? And I ain't no, you know what I'm saying, I ain't even no ordinary midget, I'm fresh to death, you know what I'm saying, and people don't even look at me in no midget because the way I carry myself, you see what I'm saying? So I like, in my mind, like, this bitch like doing too much acting, you know what I'm saying, and at the same time, I ain't feeling that shit. But, you know what I'm saying, as we got into the show, like I said, they had edited out a lot of shit, but she had, you know what I'm saying, she had sat down with a nigga, and I apologized to me because I told her straight up, hey, you ain't about to disrespect me, I don't give a fuck who you is. Straight up. But, yeah, we had a little one-on-one talk. She apologized, you know what I'm saying?
I didn't like how she was, you know, treating you like you was an alien or something.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I was screaming and shit. That's what I said. Bitch, I should have been scared of you. Man-looking asshole. What's wrong with you? Don't try me like that. That's it. I'm saying that because that shit crazy because nobody don't act like that. Anywhere I go around the world, you know what I'm saying? You get kids to be like, you know what I mean? Like, tapping their daddy like, daddy, daddy, look, he's small. But, like, grown-ass people, they don't act like that.
Right.
You see what I mean? Like, kids, you expect that from kids because they don't know no better. But as far as motherfuckers in the, like, adult ages 18 and up, nobody don't act like that. And I can say that because I've been everywhere all around the whole goddamn world. And everybody show me love and respect.
That
and they love
me. That pissed me off. I didn't like that at all. One of your fans in the chat room wants me to ask you, how have you been coping as a single parent with your ex-fiance passing?
Oh, I've been doing my thing, but at the same time, I got to shout out my parents because, like I said, you know, I be out of town a lot, whether it's when I'm doing a show or whatever. Like if it wasn't for my parents, like my mom and daddy, because they got a big ass house and shit, and like everybody done moved out and shit, so they helped me out a lot. Like as far as like when I'm out of town. Maybe keeping my kids. If it wasn't for them, I'd probably probably be in a mental institute. That shit was real hard when it had happened. You know what I'm saying? As far as my old lady passing away. But my parents, they helped me out a lot. They've been a strong, strong backbone.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Was it recently? Was it this year, 2007, when she passed?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was in March.
So the wound is still open, you know?
Yeah.
I hear you. Well, I ain't going to get too much into that. I know that's a sensitive subject, so.
Yeah.
But definitely, like I said, we only have 5 minutes left, callers, and for those who want to call in, holler at your boy Midget Mac. You can reach us at 646-716-8697. That's 646-716-8697. And I know that I truly appreciate what you brought to the show and what you're continuing to do, and that's being yourself, you know.
Sure.
And, you know, life is too short, and I want to know, what would be the one thing that you would say you have to experience, you know, before it's time for you to, you know, leave this earth or, you know, be in heaven, whatever you want to call it? What would you have to experience?
Have to experience. I'll probably just say, you know what I'm saying, making it to the top to provide a better life for my kids, you know what I'm saying, as far as, you know what I'm saying, when I'm past, they have the money to be straight. So just like, you know what I'm saying, just making it real, real big so my kids won't have to worry about shit. That's really it.
Right. Do you want more kids? Or the girls are enough? You have two girls, right?
Yeah, I got two girls.
Okay.
No.
More kids
in the future. Why you got to ask me that?
You're like,
dude,
no. You sound like me. I ain't mad.
Yeah, I see. Well, you know, having kids is hard, but you know, I love my kids, though.
Right. It's a lot of work to be a good parent. That's one thing I realized. Anyone can bring a child into this world, but raising them and taking care of them, that's a whole nother ball game.
Yeah, that's a whole nother game. Because if I had kids, I'd be like, that shit, you know, it'd be easy having a kid or a legit. Once you have one, and once you know what I'm saying, if you take care of your kid like you're supposed to, that shit be hard sometimes, for real.
Mm-hmm. It do. Yeah, it really do. You know, making sure they homework done and this, that, and the other. And I can just imagine now with your lifestyle being so hectic, with your popularity has magnified 100 times over now. You know, you're on the road a lot, traveling.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. That's what I was, like my mom, like my oldest daughter, she called my mama, you know what I'm saying? Because, like I said, my mom, she do a lot, you know what I'm saying? As far as, like, like I said, when I'm here or not, that she, you know what I'm saying, bathe my kids and everything. Like, if I'm busy or something, she'll bathe them and everything, feed them, everything.
That's a blessing. What did your mom think about you being on the show of I Love New York?
Well, at first, she didn't want me to go on it because she thought, like, they were going to try to play me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, but when I was on the show, after the show aired, she loved it. You know what I'm saying? And all my family loved it, too, because they said I kept it real and shit like that. And as far as, like, people, like, around the hood, they said what made that shit just, like, so good is because, and, like, they said, Midget Mac, man, you was acting like you was, like, in the hood, like you was talking to the fellas. Like, you keep it, you act the same way whether you in the hood or whether you on national TV. So that's why I'm getting a lot of respect, too, because it's like, you ain't change up, you know what I'm saying? You ain't change your style. You ain't act like no fuck nigga, you know what I'm saying? Just because you was on camera like the rest of the motherfuckers did.
Okay.
I just was being me.
Yeah, that's what's up, you know?
Yeah.
Was Monique a good kisser?
Was who?
Monique. I'm just playing. I'm just playing. I'm talking about my next time school. I threw you off. Are you like, what? I ain't bet no damn Monique.
Yeah, what the hell going on? Now, she a good kiss, though. I'll say that, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You know, I'll tell you she wasn't, though, for hats, for real. She is, though. She a good kiss.
New York is? Okay. Yeah. You know, I'll just trying to play with you there. You like, what the hell? Have you ever met Monique before? No,
I ain't never met Monique, but I know that shit. We met, that should be crunk. Because we both characters. I know it'd be going down. We make each other laugh and everything.
Yeah, that's true. Because she a trip.
Yeah.
What girl would you date from Flavor Flav? Actually, I need to back up. Did you watch any of the shows, one or two?
Yeah, I watched a little bit of two.
Okay, so you remember Bucky, Boots?
Yeah.
All them. Buckwild, which one would you say that you would date from that show?
Well, shit, on my top first, I like Delicious. I ain't about to lie.
Okay.
She got that drop top. 87 Chevy.
Okay, look. That's what's up. All right, PB, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. What we're going to do now is we got some up-and-coming shows. It's only a minute left, so I do appreciate you, Midget Mac. I know you're on the road, probably getting ready to head out to a show right now as we speak, huh?
I'm going out to St. Louis tomorrow to do some Ozone. You ever heard of Ozone magazine?
Oh, okay, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Ozone.
Yeah.
Right.
Shout out to JB, Julia Bentley. I'm doing something with them tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? Then, you know, Friday, I'm going to be in Miami at Club Sobe. It's going down.
Uh-oh. That's something. Shout out where you at. So you already did that. And we got your MySpace. So for those of y'all fans, hit them up. Y'all got the real Midget Mac. Tomorrow we have R&B Sensation, B Swells. Friday we got hip-hop artist Danny and Midget Mac in the house tonight. I truly appreciate you calling us back. And, you know, it's been a crazy evening, but we made it work.
Anytime, like I said, I wasn't about to stood you up. Like I said, that shit went on purpose, for real. I had dozed off for a minute. Like, I can't tell you why I dozed off.
Uh-oh. You know, I was going to ask you about that little theme song on your MySpace page, but we get into that off the air.
Oh, no, nothing like that.
Okay.
I was just pumping the magic dragon, that's all.
Right. I was like, ooh, I wonder what's wrong with this. I said, I'm going to have to holler at him. Real quick, Midget Mac, shout out Brown Sugar Radio. Let them know where it's at.
Hey, you already know Midget Mac in the motherfucking building, Mr. VH1. Shout out to Brown Sugar Radio. I know I fuck with him, because, you know what I'm saying, she keep it real. And anytime she need me, all she got to do is holler. You know that.
All right, that's what's up. Well, anytime you want to come back and promote anything, you know you're welcome to come to Brown Sugar Radio where it's happening at live, all right?
For sure. And anyway, and one more thing, we got any listeners right now, you know what I'm saying? You know I got a little number on MySpace. It's for the fans and business, so it's 904-773-5515. Call me anytime. I'm going down.
All right, Mr. Max, thanks for joining us on Brown Sugar Radio.
All right, y'all have a good day.
Okay, all right.
All right.
Yeah, I'm here.
You said, all right. It's a wrap.
It's a wrap.
I'll
see the radio. Midget Mac. Y'all didn't think he was coming, but he was here.
Okay. Hey, it's better to arrive late than never. You feel me? And like I say, after this night, it's been crazy. PB, shout out your, I wanted you to shout out your business page for those who want to contact you regarding flyers, banners, all that.
Yeah, y'all, look your boy up, www.myspace.com/PBCreations, creations with a Z, .com, y'all look me up, PBCreations.com, creations with a Z, hit me up.
All right. That's what's up, y'all. So I appreciate y'all tuning in to Brown Sugar Radio. Once again, y'all, it's a wrap.
Check us out tomorrow.